Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Well, school's back in session, and now we must be even more watchful of our children. One of the dangers lying ahead in many school districts across the Commonwealth is the PAYS survey. That's the Pennsylvania Youth Survey, which is to be administered in select grades this fall. Cheryl Boyce is here to explain just what this is. Thanks, Cheryl, for being with us.
Hi.
I know part of, just as to identify who you are, you're part of the group that is opposed to Common Core.
Correct.
And you guys just changed your name, didn't you? Recently, it's not no longer.
Well, we go by two names. We have two different divisions. Well, Pennsylvania is against Common Core, and we're PA Restoring Education, because one arm is the research arm on Common Core, and the other arm is the arm where we talk about solutions to the problems we have.
Okay.
And we do research based on that, because I was the director of a nonprofit, and I'm a very research-based kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
I ask a lot of questions.
Oh, good.
So, but anyway, that's part of what we do. We have two arms,
okay.
Actually.
Before I forget, let me just ask you what the websites are, or website. Which...
Well, I don't have that in front of
okay,
me. Just
sorry.
Put in those names and they'll come up. We actually, what we have is, and I'll tell you the difference, PA Restoring Education has a website, and you
mm-hmm.
just put in that name and you'll get the website.
Okay.
PA Against Common Core has a Facebook page where we have a lot of conversation. We have a lot of people on there on a regular basis. So the best thing is, I don't know that off the top of my head, but if you want to look at PA Against Common Core Facebook, just Google that, and PA Restoring Education is actually a website.
Okay.
So then go to
Google and key in Pennsylvania Restoring Education.
Yeah,
okay.
That's all. Google it, you'll get it. Comes right up.
Okay.
We're right on top. You don't have to look for us. And the other is the Facebook page where we have a lot of interactive dialogue and conversation, and that one is updated every single day.
Wow, okay.
With articles and information.
Have Pennsylvania parents come to realize that Common Core is really here? Are there still some who don't acknowledge that?
The parents are so confused. I think with the testing and all the problems with the testing that we currently have, and the scores are really bad, and then this year has been worse than ever, they're having an epiphany. I think the question becomes, is Harrisburg admitting to the fact that we have a problem? They're still denying we're having Common Core in Pennsylvania.
Know that the, what was IRRC just passed it, just got, gave its okay just, what, 2 years ago?
Well, they keep saying that we have Pennsylvania. See, every time they get in trouble in Harrisburg, they change the name.
Yeah.
Right. So they're changing the name. But what we did, and actually we did this because a legislator who does get it asked us to help him with this. We put out, at the beginning of the school year, we said to parents, you're going to get your new textbooks, your kids are going to get their new curriculum. We want to see in every county across the state, if you can give us, take a picture of it, send it out to us, we want to see what it says on your textbooks. And we're getting them from all across the state, Algebra 1, Common Core, Language Arts, Common Core. It doesn't say PA standards, it doesn't say any of that. All of the stuff we're getting, and we have pictures of it, we're collecting it per the request of this legislator, because he's tired of his own peers
mm-hmm.
saying they don't have it.
Here,
he wants to say, well, in, Franklin County we have
mm-hmm.
this, and in Chester
yeah.
County we have this, and they all say Common Core, so clearly we don't have PA standards,
exactly.
We have Common Core.
Yeah, I still
but he's tired of hearing it, too.
Yeah, I still need to do my part for Venango County, too. I have not done that yet, but it's in my head here. I still need to do it on my list.
Yeah, we're accumulating a whole list, of, because, it's really hard to refute this when you say to the legislators, we have PA standards,
mm-hmm.
then why are all of these textbooks across all of the states in varying counties and varying districts say Common Core on the textbook?
Exactly. It's here, whether we want
it's
to acknowledge
here.
It or not. So is this
yeah.
is this PAYS survey, is it part of Common Core, or has it been around for a while?
It's been around since 1989.
Oh, okay.
It originally was started by the Commission of Crime and Delinquency. In 2013, the Department of Ed in Harrisburg got involved.
Oh, surprise.
Every 2 years. I think the reason that the PDE has gotten involved, because there's a lot of stuff that you have to understand about the Common Core Standard Initiative. There are also interpersonal standards that are associated with that, which have to do with attitudes, values, and beliefs. So there's a lot more pressure and a lot more push on that as well besides academic standards.
So even though it's not directly linked to Common Core, it is sort of as a result of Common Core that the Department of Education became involved?
I would suspect it.
Okay.
The other, yes, it has to be because we saw the interpersonal standard part of it, which the PD pulled off their website because we were questioning it because there was never a public discussion about those kind of standards because that all has to do with behavior and stuff. And we questioned that, and then they pulled it off, but it's in the, still in the district. They didn't get it out.
Okay, even though the evidence is not up on their website, it still is in the school districts.
Absolutely. Okay. It's in mine. I've asked them a million times. I said, are you aware the Department of Ed pulled it off, but yet it's still in there in a program? So I think that's number one why the Department of Ed got involved, because it's becoming more involved because of the standards.
Okay.
But there's a second reason. Before Corbett left office, he passed legislation requiring things like suicide prevention programs in the school.
Okay.
And that takes effect this school year. It's from 6th grade to 12th grade. The schools are supposed to address this issue. And we had a big debate at our school board meeting one evening about this. Schools are not licensed therapists. There is nobody with those credentials.
Right.
They're practicing therapy without a license. And I've said this to legislators, and they agree. But that's another push and another reason why I think the PDE has jumped on board with some of this, because of the direction that the last administration was taking with this issue, because suicide is part of what they ask the kids about.
Oh, yeah, I know it is. And this is for kids in grades 6, 8, 10, and 12.
Correct.
And I believe there's, close to, as of now, approximately 350 schools that have signed on. Because it's not mandatory the school districts sign on to this, but they do. And I will put this out here. Everyone in Venango County has, every school district in Venango County has signed on to administer this survey to all their students in grades 6, 8, 10, and 12 sometime this fall.
Right. Now, we're trying to find out exactly when they get the information, that when they get the survey, how long they have to do it. I know it takes one class period from what we've been told, and then that information gets sent back. Now, the question becomes, sent back to whom? The Department of Ed, the Commission on Crime and Delinquency, both of them, and then what is it that the school districts are getting back in return? Like, what are you going to receive back as a district? What are you going to do with the information? Because school districts, I mean, you're talking a broad spectrum of problems. You're talking drugs and alcohol, suicide. There's a whole series of things they're going to ask you about, and schools are not qualified to meet the needs of all the students. What is the district? This is what I asked my district. What are you going to do if you find out you have an overabundance of kids answering questions about drugs that I've never even heard of before?
Yeah, and a lot of times on the survey they use the street names. We'll get to some of the questions here in a bit. But and it's supposed to be anonymous, so how can they help kids who say that they have had suicidal thoughts when this survey is supposed to be anonymous?
That is our question.
Yeah.
That is my question. That is a question that not only I have posed to my school district, I am posing that. Because I'm not going to, you know what, we found out, it'll take us forever to get an answer from Harrisburg. We're going to ask the school district.
Yeah.
Because if they should not be getting involved in things that they can't answer the questions to.
That's true.
And we're saying to them, all right, what are you looking for? What kind of information are you getting back? You know, clearly if a child has a problem, that individual child needs attention. If it's not identifiable, how do you intend? That's the debate we had about suicide in my district. The gentleman showed up tonight. They were talking about instituting a program, which was going to be an assembly on suicide.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Now, let me tell you what this gentleman said. He's involved with a organization because he had a family member who committed suicide. He said, under no circumstances should you ever do a generic assembly program on something that sensitive because you have no clue who in the audience could be having an issue.
Yeah, which is very
personally,
true.
Personally, it's true. And you don't know who in the audience may have had a family member or friend who committed suicide and how they're going to respond. This is very sensitive, an individual thing. And the research is not clear on what motive, I mean, there are no...
What the trigger is that would push them over the edge, yeah.
Right. And the schools say, well, if it can help one kid, and my question to the school is, how do you know? Because you don't have the credentials to know what you're doing and to be able to identify if you're really helping one child. And show me the research that shows me you are helping them. But on the other hand, show me that you're not hurting more than you're helping.
Yeah, exactly. They can't answer those questions. They can't answer any of them. at all.
No, they can't. They can't. And I understand that all of this can impact learning. But my point, and I live in a community where we have two hospitals, and we have all kinds of resources because of those hospitals. If we're having a problem in our community, this is a community-based solution,
right.
You know, because that will give the kids the individual help. I want to know who all or what all they're going to do with that information when they get it back. Number one, my district is one of very few in Allegheny County that's doing it, and I want to know why.
Oh, really? One of very few that's actually doing the survey?
Yeah. I
wow.
mean, there's only like seven. We have, I mean, when you look at Allegheny County, there's a lot of districts. As
that's
of that list, there's only seven listed, and there's only one neighboring district near us, and that district has all kinds of issues. And I want to know why my district is participating. What is the motivation behind participating? What's going on that you're not telling us that we need to know as a community? Is something happening? Is this a clue that we're having a problem that you're not being honest about?
I know you guys are just in the initial stages of digging up the information on this, but do you think there's any kind of money involved?
There's always money. And actually, if you read, when you go to the actual survey website and you read what they say way down as you're reading down, they will say that that this could provide resources, financial resources, through different programs.
Oh, okay. So if a district shows that it has problems with so many kids are involved in drugs or contemplating suicide or whatever, then there is money available
somewhere,
to address those
somewhere.
Issues. Okay.
Yeah, some program somewhere. Yeah, it was. Yeah, I had to read down a while until I got to that part.
Print.
But you can almost be sure that when districts do this, there is a motivational factor above and beyond just being nice about trying to help kids.
Yeah.
Because to be honest with you, and I've said this, I will say this again, because I studied education in college. Teachers and people in college are not trained to know what to do with these situations.
True, they're not. They're not counselors or anything like that.
No. My daughter, her best friend in college, is a licensed psychiatrist in Ohio. I know what she had to go through to become a licensed psychiatrist, including personal therapy.
Wow.
None of these teachers. They bring bias into their perception of things because they're not trained appropriately. And the other thing that bugs me, they don't have ethical guidelines they have to follow. If you're a licensed professional in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, like a therapist or a psychiatrist, you have ethical guidelines you have to follow. If you don't, you can lose your license. So these people can do things with this information, bring in programs, and not be accountable to what they do or how a child's hurt. And there's no ethical guidelines they have to follow. Because they're not licensed.
Yeah, it's just kind of whatever they bring into the conversation, I mean on the personal level. And if they're drawing from their own life situation, like you're saying, or from their bias that they bring into the conversation with the kids.
Right. Wow. That's why a lot of people don't realize that, but I remember my daughter's friend, she had to sit down with a therapist and go through her own personal therapy to make her realize where her prejudice were, so when she was dealing with these people with problems, that she wasn't bringing that into the conversation. Mm-hmm. Teachers are not trained like that. Guidance counselors are not trained like that.
No, they don't have
the same level of thing. They can't. Drug and alcohol prevention is not the same kind of prevention as suicide prevention.
Oh,
it could be intertwined. Could be. But it doesn't have to be.
Suicide prevention is definitely needs to be dealt with, but the way that they've gone about this with this youth survey can plant ideas in kids' heads. And, you know, this also deals with a lot with the use of drugs, even prescription drugs, use of street names in some cases, as very personal questions, not only of the person taking part in the survey in 6th, 8th, 10th, or 12th grade, but also ask if their brothers and sisters have ever participated in taking drugs of any sort.
Right.
So it doesn't just deal with the individual, but pokes into their family life also. And, you know, if parents find out that they're, and actually on the website, there is a list of schools where parents can go and find out if their school is listed as a participant of that survey, the Pennsylvania Youth Survey. And
plus, there's the link to, I don't know what the 2015 survey looks like, but the 2013 survey, clearly because you've seen it, is on there. So you can get a handle on what they're going to ask based on the last survey they did.
Yeah, and I doubt there's very much, like you're saying, very much difference in the two. And trying to see, would the parents go to the pccd.pa.gov?
It's a very, very
long
link.
Yeah,
I would suggest they...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, what I would do is when I post this interview up on our website, I will include the link to these website and to the opt-out form itself.
Yeah.
So parents can get directly.
Yeah, because it's a very long
It
line.
Is long. So, yeah, they don't make that easy for sure.
No. But if you just put in PA, use survey, and again, I sometimes do that just for convenience. I went right to it, and it has all the links, and you can see the actual survey. You can see the districts that are participating by county. I don't know what the cutoff date was for that list. It says August 2015, and I'm assuming that's it for the number of the participating.
Yeah, okay.
But that, again, we're trying to find that out if that's it, because we've asked a lot of questions to try to get answers to.
Right.
It does say parents have a right to opt their child out. However, you have to know it exists.
Well, that's true. That's just what I was going to say. How can they opt their child out of something they don't
right.
know about?
Yeah. Right. It's not like they're sending a permission form home for your child to go on a field trip where your child cannot participate unless they have the form back. This is passive opting out. In other words, you have to tell them you don't want your child to participate in order for that to happen. So you have to know what's happening, and you have to know when to tell them, my child will not be doing this.
Yeah.
It's not like you're going to send a form home and say, we're doing this on this day, because based on everything we can see, you have to touch them and say, no, my child's not doing it. They're
exactly.
not going to say, is Johnny allowed to participate? We're doing this on this date.
Yeah.
Fill out this form if you want your child to participate.
Yeah, I have the
But
copy.
You know what would happen.
No, go ahead, finish up.
Because what would happen is nobody would do it.
Yeah.
They would
yeah.
never get the forms back. People would either not want the child to do it, or they would not pay attention, so they couldn't have the kids participate because they would have not enough participation doing it that way. So they want you to tell them, no, my child will not do it.
Yeah. You don't want your child to do something you don't know exists.
Right.
Yeah, I have a copy of an email from Norwood School District. That's in Westmoreland County. And someone there contacted the Norwood School District, and the response there says, part of it says, as with all surveys, administration will only occur with parental permission. But as you're saying, with the situation the way it is, if a school does not hear back from a parent, the school district interprets that as parental permission given.
Right.
So,
because we checked it, and the wording the way it is, it's more of most, and I'm going to read to you what the person who's been done excessive amount of research that works with us says most schools go the passive route when getting parental permission. That is, they provide the parent with the proper permission, tell the parent that they must opt out if they even provide it with proper information. Because I don't think anybody in my district, as of now, knew, and that's why I've got people scrambling to find out what's going on. So they have to inform you of what's going on, and then you have to call the school or write a letter and say, no, it won't do this.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
want to do that. So that's passive permission. That's not active permission where you're saying, fill out this form, and only then will your child participate.
Yeah. Well, they do have a form up on, I think they do have a form up on that website that, with a long URL. There's an opt-out form. But, again, when are parents going to find out when the actual survey is given in their school district? Is it all
that's,
are they all given? The way I read some of the stuff, it seemed like they was all going to be given on the same day throughout the Commonwealth.
So. That's what you were trying to find out the date. It's date it comes into the district, the date it's given, the date it leaves the district, the date the district or whomever else they're receiving the data receives that back.
Yeah.
Then we want to know where is the information, because we are one of only about a little over a dozen states that have currently do not have data privacy legislation either being passed or being worked on.
So we have nothing.
There's not even
been a bill introduced to protect student data in Harrisburg.
No, and really, given the environment we live in today with the hacking and all the other things that we know with banks and, and the hospitals and all the things that we've seen happen, I mean, Penn State's engineering department got hacked in and 22,000 student records were compromised.
Oh my
so
goodness.
We don't have legislation or a bill like some other states. I mean, I looked at West Virginia's, I looked at Virginia's, I looked at Oklahoma's, I looked at California's. They all either have pending or passed legislation that addresses these issues. We have nothing in Pennsylvania.
So when is someone going to introduce something that would protect student data?
We've been working on this for a really long time.
And legislators don't see a problem with, I mean, just reading the paper, and like you just gave the example of Penn State and all the hacking problems around the country with even government entities, there needs to be something done to protect our students.
The Social Security has been hacked
into.
I mean, all of this stuff for the health care is very vulnerable. It's in the paper all the time. But yet we have nothing, and nor have we had a really good conversation in Pennsylvania about all of the things we have to consider that have to be protected, and where is the information going? Because right now, Pennsylvania, it's a free-for-all. And the question, and we have, and on a regular basis, there have been meetings and conversations that I've been privileged to, that other people I work with have been privileged to, talking about this whole subject about data collection on kids and, like, how are we going to handle it in Pennsylvania? And it's like everybody looks at you with those dumb stares that we always get from our legislators.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
oh,
some
yeah.
of them understand we have a problem, and other the majority of them don't want to address it.
Right, exactly. They don't want to get their feet in the fire, and
yeah.
that creates an even greater problem because year after, as the years go on and these issues are not addressed, the problem just becomes worse and becomes harder to address. So
it does.
Yeah.
And there are companies out there, like whoever's doing this survey, I'm sure they're making money. They have to be making money somehow.
Oh, yeah.
And if that's sharing the data they receive, then that's what they're doing. And that's what we need to know.
Yeah.
But the problem is they're not even in Pennsylvania. But companies come into Pennsylvania, and it's like a free-for-all because they're making all kinds of money here because there are no guidelines.
Well, that's
there
true.
Is no regulation.
That's true.
It's a free-for-all here.
Yeah, and that's not good whatsoever. So parents need to check out this survey for themselves and see how offensive
right.
it is and how much it delves into personal lives, and not only the ones taking the survey itself, but also of the family, you know, especially the brothers and sisters where it asked direct questions. But it also asked, one of the questions is, my parents give me lots of chances to do fun things with them. Another question is about how many adults over 21 of you know personally who in the past year have gotten drunk or high, used marijuana, crack cocaine, or other drugs, sold or dealt
right.
drugs. Again, a lot of questions asking family, questions of the family itself. One of the questions even deals with going to bed hungry. So
right. Yeah, it's pretty diverse. So they have those energy. So here's the other question I ask. Even if I was a parent who was opting my child out of this, here's the other question. What's the school district, if your school district is participating, what are they going to do with this information? Because
mm-hmm.
one of the problems we have in our schools is we spend a whole lot of time on non-academic programs like this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even like I remember my daughter, the first time they did a bullying program, they did an assembly, which, again, assemblies are the wrong way to
yeah.
deliver messages.
Yeah.
And she even said to me, she said, it wasted my time.
Exactly.
She was a middle school student. She was very busy. It wasted my time that I could have been doing something more constructive. And the kids that needed the help in that assembly were goofing off and really weren't paying attention. And those are the ones that need the help.
Yeah.
So, you know,
situation.
That's
yeah.
something you have to consider, too. What is your district going to do about this? Because if they're going to institute more programs taking away academic time, then that impacts your child no matter what.
It does.
Because you need to know what they're going to do.
And I think that if schools would concentrate on the academics, we would see a much greater increase in the test scores that the kids are taking, the PSSAs and the Keystones and such.
Well, that's another topic for a whole
well,
other
absolutely
2 weeks.
It is. But yet, you know, but yet they take time, take an entire period during the school day to administer this 11, 12-page survey question, delving into the students' personal lives. We don't know where the data is going. We don't know how the data is going to be used. We don't know the exchange of money in this process, how much schools are paying or how much the state of Pennsylvania is paying, basically, which boils down to our tax dollars
right.
paying for this survey.
Right.
So,
and that was my question to my district. It should be the question to other districts. Are you even going to share to me that's information? If I wanted anybody to have that information, I want my police department to have that information.
Yeah.
I want the people that are into this stuff in communities that have these resources. We have drug dogs in my community.
Mm.
Are they going to do a drug sweep to catch the kids that are into this if we have a legitimate problem? Are they going to go that route? I'm not going to start challenging that. But how far are they going to go? What
yeah.
are they really going to do with this information?
What,
are they going to give it to the appropriate
yeah.
people in the community?
And why can't they do it? They're being anonymous. Just totally ludicrous.
Right.
Anyway,
right.
I will post this interview up on our website, and I will include the links to the opt-out form as well as the link to the actual website where folks can view the survey and just see how terrible it is.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Another reason, another thing that parents have to be aware of or have to realize is coming to their child's school if their child is in 6th, 8th, 10th, or 12th grades. Yeah, this
right.
fall, right, before December
That's
break.
Right.
So thanks,
exactly.
Cheryl, so much for this information.
You're welcome, Diane.
And we just have to
keep
inform as many people,
yeah,
inform as many parents as possible. So,
okay.
Hey, take care.
All right, Diane.
Okay,
take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.